Crash Course Live is presented by Smash It Demolition Derby
and the 2016 Bashford Cast.
Demo Derby Masters.
Winter Slam 2016. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash in Capital City Carnage.
Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Should probably cut to that camera now. What do you think?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, why not? Episode number 135, ready to get going. Hang on, Brian. It's open. I just was making you wait.
No, it still sounds like there's a speaker going on over here somewhere.
Yeah,
like it's reverberating like a son of a bitch.
How about that? Does it sound better now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Hear anything anyway.
Why not? Ben can't hear anything.
No, I don't. I have hearing loss.
Yeah, you have hearing loss?
From and that, it's not selective. It's actual hearing
20,
loss.
25 years in the steel plant will do that.
Yeah. No. Is it? Well, golf tanks last week beating on inside with a sledgehammer will make you deaf. So that's.
I heard you had quite the week last week.
Oh yeah, it's hotter than a.
Go on.
Balls of hell, pretty.
Do
much.
It.
I mean, it's freaking 90 some degrees out, and I'm inside a tank welding for 10 hours a day.
But at least that tank isn't reflecting all that sunlight back onto you.
No, it's just burning off the galvanizing, and he's breathing that like it's.
No, it was a three-sided tank, and I'm down inside of it, so it was hotter than shit in there.
Why do you think Ben's got a better tan than me? He's the only one in Seneca County that does.
No, Ben. Yeah, so enough of my joys.
Looks like Chris got a summer haircut, man. I could see some brush-cut sides from here. But check that out.
Got a high and tighter.
Yep. High and tight. Looks like you got a new hat.
No, this is old. I just don't. This is like my dress hat.
Oh, I was going to say. It looks a lot cleaner than the one that went to Bash for Cash for us. That thing was a little scary.
That was the first Reckless Abandon hat that was ever made. And it was a wool blend. I don't know if you ever wore a wool blend with.
Oh, nice. When it was 90 out.
Yeah,
it
was nice.
But he had flip flops that were keeping him cool.
Yeah,
so that. Was.
Yeah.
He was a little bit.
Never packed my jeans, so the shoes that I had with me would not have made any sense to wear with. I'm not the kind of guy that wears cowboy boots with shorts.
I'm going to try.
There's only a few of those guys led by Bobby Brockway.
I'm going to try it.
What?
Yep.
No.
October.
No, you're not.
Yep.
Well, maybe. I could
We go to Blizzard Bash. I'm getting a pair of cowboy boots for Blizzard Bash this year. I want to fit in.
Yeah.
Not when I'm out walking, because I'm sure my feet would all be one big blister. But when we're actually at the show, I'm wearing cowboy boots.
My feet are still a tore up for wearing those flip-flops all weekend.
You never went anywhere. You were at the RC track the whole time. I had to drag you by force over to the track to watch any shows. But you did run 37 heats at the RC track.
You know why I was over there?
This is the first time I've ever been to a derby. I ever went to a derby and was involved in a derby that I seen a total of, counting the heat that I ran, 15 minutes of derby.
It's fair. It's fair.
I
was over there horsing around with the computer trying to get some semblance of a signal out there so that we could do a little bit more than what we were doing, and it just wasn't happening. I tried everything.
We know.
Threw a ton of tricks at it.
Next year they're putting in a landline, and we're going to have 12G signal from
Bash for
Cash.
I don't know if that's true.
It is true. We were talking to Tim and Russ over there in the pits. We're selling it hard for you, Chris.
That's awesome.
We said we got...
Drop it down right by the Lions snack stand.
There you go.
Plug it right in.
Said T1 all the way. Just drop a T1. Russ just kind of looked at me. I'm just a hard line. Just put a hard line on.
It's not the same. You need it to be T1. On the topic of Russ. Russ got us the information we were looking for so that Elvis can give away his slider. So there's the hat. Elvis Thumb jumped in, E2 Demolition Sliders jumped in on Friday's pre-show at the Bash for Cash and said that he wanted to give away a slider to one of the youth drivers finishing in the top five.
Nice.
So the problem was I didn't know who they were. And Russ and Tim were equally busy and weren't 100% certain on their last names. They knew who they were. They knew their parents, all that other stuff, but they needed to get everything together as a formality. So I now have been given the top five. Brandon Wissman, right here, was first place. HP goes in the hat. I got to make sure that everybody can see the hat that they're going in because we know how people on internet are. Tabitha Rellier, she was second place. She's in. Whoops, or not.
Now, is this a full-size car slider?
This is a slider drive shaft.
Yeah,
okay.
Slider drive shaft.
Nick Williams was third place. I could show you the names on there if you really want to, but nobody can see it because the lighting and my handwriting is terrible.
If they don't trust you, they can go screw them.
Tyler Dawson. It's also actually screwing with the camera now because it's all focused on my hat. Turn that Boston Red Sox logo out so everybody all knows. Dakota Sheldon.
I thought that was Budweiser.
No.
Oh.
No. Nobody.
I thought it was Budweiser.
Well, that could be it too.
All five are in here. They're being shuffled and shuffled and shuffled. And there's one, the winning one.
Wait a minute. Well, let's put a firecracker in there and whichever one flies out will be the winner.
It is.
Chris didn't like that idea.
No.
He's afraid of explosives.
Brendan Wissman is going to win that sliding drive shaft from
E2 sliders.
E2 sliders. So, Brendan.
Now you need a full size car.
Yeah. Well, Brendan had a pretty good weekend. And you saw the drawing there. I mean, argue as you will. Brendan, the RC Derby ran long. He and his dad took first and second in that. Within an hour, they had won the youth derby. So there's $2,000 in an hour, and now he's got the drive shaft coming to him. So
nice.
Not too, not too bad. But Elvis, we'll be in touch with you about that stuff. We'll get you all squared away and get you the information you need for that. There's the phone. Tonight we're going to be talking with Steve Turlow from Lunatic Promotions about the T-Bone Memorial, which is coming up this weekend. Then we're going to talk to Dylan Kunkel, who won.
Ooh.
Dylan Kunkel.
Good Lord, we've hit rock bottom now.
I know. It's going to be quick. It's going to be real quick. He's already told me it's going to be quick.
He's probably busy.
Oh, yeah, well, no, he's not. He said that we may run into that issue as well.
I was being sarcastic.
He's always running. He's always got something to do. Chris Polly says you're doing awesome.
Chris Polly's a man.
You did an awesome job, Ben. Nice work. And then we're going to talk to Dylan about his win at the you did awesome at Bash for Cash. I'm just catching up.
I sucked ass at Bash for Cash.
That is your assessment.
That is my assessment. It's pretty accurate.
Have I talked to you about Mark Benjamin's idea for Waterloo?
Winter only heat, yeah.
I think that'd be a good time.
Next year.
Absolutely.
Not this year.
No, next year.
No. No, I want to redeem myself. That was kind of a
Bash for Cash
shitty ass performance. Yeah.
At Bash for Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. Ben's running two cars next year at least.
Can't wait. Can't wait. By the time we're through with next year. Hey Steve, it's Chris. Can I put you in?
Do we officially know if they got a hobo class at Bash for Cash or at Blizzard Bash this year?
Oh, I don't know.
At the schedule and I didn't see one on there.
No, we've actually touched on that a couple times. The Ultimate Derby is going to release at some point a fan vote, and they're going to be the ones that decide if it's limited world or hobo.
Well, I think
that's for the. I thought that was for the raffle car.
That was for the raffle car.
My understanding was that they were going to decide what class was going to be added to Blizzard Bash, and that was where the raffle car was going to go.
Okay,
the raffle car at this point, the raffle car anyway. The point is moot because the person that won it is but basically she said that she's too old to drive a derby car. So the woman that won it, I think they're working out something beyond that, and she's not going to drive it. I have other details for you, and it's nothing underhanded or anything. She's just not going to drive the car. Steve Turlow joining us here, Lunatic Promotions, hosting the T-Bone Memorial this weekend. More than $25,000 already guaranteed. If more cars show up, then the payout could go higher. This is one of the must-see shows, biggest show in Iowa, front to back. Another good turnout last weekend. We're going to be talking with Dylan, as we said, then Pat Osmond. After that, talk about he's getting ready to go around Kings of Old School down at Whitney Point. Steve, man, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
All right, excellent. So tell us a little bit about what goes into putting the T-Bone show on and getting all these teams in one spot and how everything has gone to prepare for this year.
Oh, this year's looking really good. We've moved the event back into June just because the past 3 years there's just a bunch of derbies in May. Mm-hmm. And we've always had, it seems like we always have rain, either the night before or the right when we're starting the show or whenever. Right. And now we moved it back to June. And, of course, this weekend they're calling for highs in the 90s and hot and humid and no rain. So...
Great weekend for Derby.
Yep.
Yep. it'll be a good one.
Would you rather have the heat and the humidity?
I'll put up with the heat and not have to worry about the rain.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
No.
So take sunscreen and water.
Yeah, no question. No question. T-Bone Memorial, jumping on board with us here, Lunatic, helping us out with some of our trackside microphones, some of our trackside equipment and everything we try to focus on. T-Bone a little bit here. This is in memorial of Tony Acheson. Full-size teams going for $5,000 to win. Compacts based on 10 teams, $3,000 to win. Compact trucks, old school, and the modified classes going for some pretty good money too. Old school and mod classes going for $2,000 to win. And everybody's getting the Lunatic Awards. And this thing has been ranked as one of the top 10 derbies in the nation each of the last 2 years. Again, it's 10th and 11th at Southern Iowa Speedway in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Obviously, there was some tough conditions that brought this show to its existence as a memorial show for Tony Acheson. But that memory still continues to go pretty strong and stays closely tied to this show, Steve.
Yeah, a lot of people knew Tony. He ran quite a few shows, not only in Iowa, but across the Midwest. And he didn't really win too many of the big shows or anything, but everybody knew he was there and put on a heck of a good show. He was always one of the crowd favorites to watch. So it's an honor to honor him and putting on a derby, and it's always been a good show. I've been to hundreds of derbies, and probably 2 years ago, we had 24 cars in our feature, and it was over with in 26 minutes. Mm-hmm. Everybody was just balls to the walls. And
that's pretty impressive.
And wow. When you come to Oski, there's not usually any baggers there. It's everybody that likes to hit. So
yeah, right. Yeah, they all
show.
It definitely, it's fitting for that show because they all, like you said, they all drive like that. And they all, I mean, Tony and Mopar Express, I mean, them guys, they were known to just, they might not have won, but just, let me tell you what, they put a show on. And first time I watched him run was out in Mayhem when they came out and ran against Outsiders and
Shooties, right?
Outsiders, Outlaws, and then Mopar Express. And he just had a freshly built motor put in his car, and he went out there, and within about probably 10 minutes, a little under 10 minutes of the heat, he was sending up chunks of velvet throughout two stacks, you know. And he talked to him afterwards, and he was happier than pigs and shit that he went out there. They put a show on, and that's what they're there for, you know.
That's awesome.
Super awesome people. Super awesome people.
Yep, we just, you know, we've always just had a good time, and you might have an enemy on the track at Oski, but afterwards, we're all going to drink beer and have a good time afterwards, too. So
That's awesome.
Yep.
And you got trucks on the card as well. How's the truck response been?
Oh, we don't really have too many this year. We've had quite a few in the past, but it kind of comes and goes. We had a really good showing there 2 years ago with the compact trucks. One of them, actually, we actually have a flag stand there at the fairgrounds or at the speedway, and one of the trucks got pushed up and over the tires and over a guardrail and onto the flag stand and pushed the flagpole over halfway over.
That's pretty impressive.
Flagpole. I've never seen anything like it.
With the guy, was the flagger in the flag stand?
No.
Please say no.
No, it was the American flag, like the flagpole for the American flag.
Oh, all right.
So,
nice.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Nice.
How'd that go over?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys out there that drive hard. Yeah. That's definitely one of those shows that would be nice to go out and check out. There's a lot of guys that are on the gas out there.
I got a budget for a little better next year.
You definitely ain't got to worry about sitting down. I mean, everybody stands or
on their feet,
you know,
watching.
You get shows like that, and nobody sits down. Everybody's waiting for the next, like, knocking the flagpole overhead or sending somebody up over the guardrail or, you know, just knocking somebody completely out of their seats, you know.
Absolutely.
Yep. It's always a good one. So
in terms
I'm looking forward to it. I just posted the list of drivers today, and we're still getting a couple more that have called and said they're going to be there too. So, the more, the merrier. and we have plenty of room in all the other classes too. So if you want to join us, be more than welcome.
Maybe Josh is watching. He can find a ride by this
guaranteed
weekend.
Yeah. Pits are going to open at 11 o'clock both days. Pit pass is $25 a day, $45 for a two-day pass. Grandstands open at 5, showtimes at 7. Adults are $10 for the grandstands. Kids 3 to 10 are 5. Saturday grandstands open up at 4 o'clock, showtime 6. Adults are 20, kids are 5. And again, that is 3 to 10. Let's see. Looking for, there they are. Found the team list here. Reading through it. Jeremy Atchison and Rick Tomlin are going to be there. Tyler Ford and Jared Henkel, both going to be running there. Tyler Ford was one of the guys that we met when we went out to Blizzard Bash last year. Kyle Puttawitter and Dylan Kunkel going to be running together in black, orange, and white colors. Tommy Gomet and Calvin Atchison going to have cars there. Jamie McKinn and David Gockel teaming up. Again, this is the main draw division, and Mike Wirth and Cordell Hansen, Brody Brown and Tim Toddy, a couple more names that we saw from Blizzard Bash, CJ Barnes and Denton Benchel. It's a pretty good list, isn't it?
CJ, one thing that we're going to do, for I'm sure everybody's pretty familiar with CJ Barnes and his wife Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're going to purchase a Postal Mopar rear end, and they're actually going to donate half of it too. Postal Mopar. We're going to raffle off a rear end at the Derby. We've done it in the past. Last year, we did it for Scott Mulder. He got burnt in a hog shed, and we raised over $3,000 for him. And this year, we're going to do it for Emily to try and send her over to, I believe, India.
Yep.
A stem cell.
Very cool.
Transplant, and we got, I know somebody's given a Chrysler V bumper. I think we have a car frame or a whole car, 98 to 02 Ford, and just some other good prizes. So it's going to be, and of course, the $3,500 Postal Mopar rear end is the grand prize.
Very cool.
Not bad, huh?
But all proceeds will go to Emily, and I know Kyle Pudwicker, he's got a PayPal account on there if anybody would like to purchase tickets. He also has some different, I think, a ski cradle and other stuff that he's doing a raffle for later in the year, too, but you can buy tickets for. So, it's a good cause.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely a good cause. I mean, definitely a real good response. I mean, we're to touch on the ski and cradle tickets. I mean, they were out at Bash for Cash weekend and They were selling a raffle.
Yeah, it seemed to be pretty steady.
And everybody's, like I said, a good response, and everybody wants to see Emily get shipped over there to get the treatment. You know.
Yep. No doubt.
Yep. And I think we will.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Funk has been great from the Derby community. It always is.
Yep.
Yeah, they definitely Derby community definitely helps. You know, helps themselves and helps each other and stuff like this. So it's a great deal that they, you know, everybody's pitching in, helping her out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah, our driver list, I'm excited about the whole list. Everybody runs hard. The compacts, they're going to be a good show too. So we got a lot of good hard built compacts, but it'll be a good one.
Yep, definitely going to be a great show.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the top rated badass shows, I would say.
Absolutely.
You know, and throughout the year, and that's
absolutely.
It's definitely one that if you're able to go see, you're not going to be you
won't be disappointed.
You won't be disappointed, and you definitely won't be falling asleep. Like, no, that much.
Nope. A lot of guys on the gas out there. Yeah. Got it all fixed, Chris?
Yeah, I think so. All
right.
It's looking like we're okay.
All right. All
hoping right. that it's stabilized. There
we go. We'll see if Dylan can win two weekends in a row.
It's gonna be interesting to see. I know, I mean, he's the kind of guy, he's just gonna straight up go for it. So I'm confident that he's going to have a shot at it.
Oh yeah.
But the thing is there's no easy path to first place there.
No.
No.
I mean, no, it's
the team element is so random and it leaves so much to chance because, you know, all the variables change when you know for sure you've got somebody out there to help you and you know for sure the other guy's out there with some help too.
You know, the two-man team's a little bit different from the four-man. You got
absolutely.
The four-man, you know who all your teammates are.
Yep.
The two-man, you might go out there and you could draw two other teams that you're buddies with.
Yep.
Well, if we only take two out of a heap, what are you going to do when it comes down to you three?
Yep.
Got a derby.
Either somebody's going to have to give up or you're going to attack your buddy or whatever. So.
Got a derby. Let the best man win.
It throws a whole different wrench into it.
Oh, yep. Yeah, it does.
No doubt.
Definitely.
I've never seen a two-man team derby. I've only seen the four, so I definitely want to check that out at some point.
It definitely puts a whole new twist to it, and it's I actually think a two-man team derby is more difficult than a four.
Oh yeah.
Just because
I would think so. Yeah.
How many teams are on the track at one time with this one in the qualifying rounds?
Well, in the heat, if we have an odd number, there'll either be four teams or there'll be five.
And then
if there's four teams out there, we'll take two out of the heat. If there's five teams, we'll take three.
That's a lot of junk being made.
Right now we're at 23.
Right now.
For the full size, 23 teams. And that would, you know, you can't really run a heat with three teams and then take one or two out of the heat. So we about have to run five teams out there and then take three.
How bad do these cars look after the heats? I mean, with eight cars on the track, it's sounding like they get pretty turned inside out.
Yeah, you know, it's just like any derby. It all depends on your heat.
Right.
And, you know, these cars, the Fords and the way we let them build them, they don't look as bad as, you know, an old car would or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the frames twist or get pushed back or they're actually worse than if your car bends a lot. At least you can see where it's bending.
Right.
Whereas these cars,
what are they allowed for?
Push or twist or break mechanical stuff.
They can run plates AR forward and protectors.
Yep.
And
yep.
Kickers.
Yep. It's a lot like Blizzard Bash rules were pretty similar.
Okay, yeah. So. Yeah, so once they're locked in, I mean, they lock in. They're locked in. But definitely, I mean,
excuse me.
you can't run any kickers, like, off your front dash bar or anything. But,
yeah.
You know, you can have your DP and your transmission's tied in. And,
So. Yeah, shit just twists real weird.
Yeah, definitely
real,
hard cars.
Real weird with it. Stuff real twists when you get everything locked in. I mean, it's hard to tell where it's going to go.
It twists ugly style.
Something's got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's kind of a
tranny break-in and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Kind of like a flip of the coin on where it's going to bend, you know. You really don't know.
Can they run 03 newer out there or no?
No.
No 03s?
You don't want that headache, huh?
No, there's just too much stuff you have to do to them to make them good.
Yep.
We just didn't want to get into it yet.
Right.
I'm going to try. In the modified class, you can run in our fair, county fair shows. We're going to allow Imperials this year.
Oh, very nice. Cool. Nice.
Allowed for a while. But, you know, as hard as they're building these 98-02s and all the other cars, why not? Let's see what they're going to do.
Exactly. See, more promoters need to have your mindset.
Absolutely.
Because and he hit the nail on the head. I mean, as hard as the Vicks are getting built and any other cars, I mean, the playing field's even.
Oh, yeah.
It's leveled off.
Yep.
You know, in the most even playing field we've seen was being able to run a kicker from the dash bar to the DP, but that just makes them stupid hard.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Well, I 100%. I mean, I give you kudos, man. That's all. That's you send brainwaves to all the other promoters and say, get on my bandwagon.
Like a Ford's going to get around so much quicker, and the Imperials, you know, just
right.
Like
I mean,
the Lincolns.
Definitely the Vicks are quicker, but it takes a veteran guy that that's drove Imperials, built Imperials for years, them veteran guys, I mean, it takes a good driver behind the wheel, catch one on Vicks off guard once, you know, they're gonna put a hurt on one of them.
And that's
Vicks.
The thing too. I mean, with the Imperials, I mean, you know, if they are getting outmaneuvered, how long will it take before somebody's trying a different steering box on them? Because that's all you got to do is change steering box, really.
They're already putting different steering boxes. It's just them Vicks.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You go to same build rules across the board.
Yep.
Then I don't care. Mike Brown had that argument for years about the Vicks and Imperials, but I'm telling you, until I see it with my own eyes, I'm not going to believe it.
I got to believe it in Imperial.
I'm not going to believe it.
No.
I'd like to see it.
Yep.
I'd like to see a team of.
And you're talking all Imperials, right? Not just subframes.
Nope, all of them.
No.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if I get some for county fairs, I don't have any signed up for the show this weekend. But, you know, I just kind of want to see how it goes. And it might be something that we allow in this.
That'd be cool.
Well, I think
team show next year into the actual team show part of it.
Yeah, I think the guys are gonna be hesitant. I mean, I ran into that out here. I mean, Imperials were same way. I mean, at certain shows, and then I basically said, let them run.
Yep.
And you know, everybody's like, oh, let Imperials run, I'll bring one. Well, the first year I did it, I had zero.
Yep.
You know, and you might run into a similar thing. Guys are hesitant of doing it, but I think once they do it. And especially if he has it in a team show,
I bet you there'd be some Imperials coming from Minnesota.
Oh yeah.
So real quick, Ben, are you going to be building a 2-man team for next year? I mean,
that's a long haul.
If somebody wants a car build, I'll build a car, but I'm not building one to run.
No, not that hard.
No, I can't run cars that hard anymore.
He'll build them as hard as you want them. Though.
I was going to say. I mean, are we going to get Ben to change his name to Ben Decker and start listing off 30 shows he's going to run next year?
No. I'm over them. I can't. I mean, that's just my body's too old now.
I agree. My body's too old for this derby stuff too. Steve said it sucks getting old.
Well, when I got to start taking shit out of my body, that's, I got to change something. Otherwise, I'm going to run out of stuff to take out.
Seems like your body's sending you a message.
No doubt. No, that's all. Dude, seriously.
I think it's a great idea.
Everybody watching this show, listen to what he just said, because that's the shit right there.
Oh, yeah. Imperials and all threes, man. Let them run.
I'm telling you.
I'd like to see some hard-built Imperials.
I always said to have it to basically put all minds at ease and have an Imperials versus 03 and newer heat.
Absolutely.
Or Imperials versus Vic heat. You know, whatever you want to do.
Yep.
If you want to do team format, you want to do one-on-one format, 25 cars, and, well, actually 20 cars, 10 and 10.
Yep. Do 24, 10 and 10. 12 and 12. Let them run.
20 cars, 10 and 10. 10 grand to win. Give them, 365 by 200.
Let them eat.
Let them fly.
I feel like Iron Outlaw Promotions.
Chris, can you take care of that?
That's just a brainstorm. Well, who wouldn't want to see that?
Iron Outlaw Promotions will have Facebook.
Everybody would love to see it, but. Seems like whenever somebody's tried it,
nobody wants to drive.
Well, I know when I was in Ohio, I was talking with Steve Siopa, and he would love to run an Imperial against the newer stuff. Absolutely love it.
Oh yeah,
he's every time we see him, he's talking about it. He'd love to do that.
I told him
it's the Wicked Show, right?
What's that?
Yes.
The Wicked Show in October is allowed Imperials.
Yep.
I told him build one, bring it to Brookfield.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. Do that, Steve.
Or let Ben build one. Just. Don't let him know who built it when it goes through Brookfield inspection.
Yeah.
No, he could have Burroughs build it.
Burroughs build a pretty nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, man, awesome. Awesome ideas. Yes, awesome show.
No doubt.
Definitely got to. So it's going to be June next year, too, you think?
Yep. I've already got the date set. It's the same weekend.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm not sure, I can't remember the exact dates, but it'll be the second weekend in June again.
Awesome. Well, We're right now. I'm definitely writing it on my calendar.
Looks like it's going to be June 10th and 11th of 2017.
Awesome.
There you go.
Should be
road trip.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Road trip already. And I'll drive.
I want to fly. That's 20 hours all day.
Out? You want to drive out, Ben?
You didn't hear about our drive home from Ohio. So if we have more than just me driving.
Well, you don't leave the same night it gets over. You leave the next day, midday. Oh. So you guys
I'm
are
not
just
sure how long of a drive it was for them guys. 14 came
hours.
Out there, ran in New York there last fall.
14 hours or thereabouts.
14 hours ain't that bad.
I didn't think that we were doing too bad last summer when we had the 5-hour trips. But we did this one, it was 7 hours, and we were hallucinating bad.
No, you were unconscious. I was hallucinating.
No, definitely. Definitely. I go to any big shows out west next year, I'm driving.
Okay. Done.
Because I'm bringing shit back.
So you're not going to be taking my van then?
I don't know. I was going to try to put a garden motor in your van on the way home from Ohio, but
we probably could have made it fit.
Between Brockway and I, we'd have got it in the back.
Steve, man, is there any sponsors or anybody that you wanted to make mention of?
Oh, no, just we do everything on our own.
Very cool.
And I got a great crew that helps me out. Everybody's been helping out for probably 10 years or better now. So
very cool. Nice.
That's excellent. Well, Steve, man, I wish you the best of luck with the show. We're going to be getting Dylan Kunkel on. We'll ask him about going back-to-back here on consecutive weekends. Thanks a lot for the support. Wish you the best on this weekend, and keep us posted on how things go.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, for sure. Can't wait to hear more on that County Fair show. When is that?
Oh, it's all through the summer. I do 4 or 5 throughout Iowa here. So.
And they're all allowing Imperial.
So we'll see.
Well, you know, keep us posted on how the feedback is for Imperial Rules.
Yep.
Thanks again, Steve. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you.
We'll see you later.
I tell you what, if he has a team show next year with Imperials, I bet that would be a bucket list for Steve, for Sciopa.
Not only that, but I bet you Bando would come down and run it.
Bando would come down and run it.
Yeah, I feel like.
And there's some Ohio guys that probably go run it.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Anthony Jackson would probably be into it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, because he towed down last year for the Imperial Heat in Minnesota.
Toby Hiley and Ziz.
That'd be a nice team.
Well, we can debate that more when we get back. We'll be right back after this.
It's truck month at Latham Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can get the best deals of the year on all of our Ram trucks in inventory. Plus, if you're a current or past customer at Latham Hills, we're offering you an additional $250 customer loyalty rebate. And if you live in northern Utah, we have an additional $250 great neighbor rebate, too. So during truck month, we have a new 2016 Ram 1500 SLT Crew Cab. And after dealership discounts, customer cash, and truck month rebate, it's yours for only $39,115. We're going to take advantage of these savings during truck month at Latham Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Smash It Demolition Derbies has partnered with Crash Course for the duration of the 2016 season. Offering more than 40 shows throughout Ohio, they are the promotion group that oversees the annual Bash for Cash. Scheduled for May 27th to the 29th, the Memorial Day Weekend Classic is now 3 days long and will feature 3 main events paying in excess of $10,000 to each of 3 drivers. The DEC Header Compact run Friday night with their feature set for Sunday paying $10,000. The DerbyTees.com Turn Back the Clock and Big Rock Mira 80s and newer will also pay first place more than 10 grand in each division on Sunday night. Light trucks, youth cars, the wire class, 80s newer wire class, full-size trucks, street stocks, and 5-foot full-size outlaws for the schedule as the show moves to its new home at the Ross County Fairgrounds in Chillicothe, Ohio. Again, that's the Bash for Cash 2016, May 27th to the 29th in Chillicothe, Ohio. For more on the Bash for Cash or Smash It's County Fair schedule, visit www.smashitderby.com.
Kings of Old School returns for their second installment of Spring Chaos June 11th and 12th at the Broome County Fairgrounds in Whitney Point, New York. Last year, it was Jonathan Furr coming away with the inaugural title. The show promises as much action as last year, springing into a two-day format for the first time. Rules and payout are posted online at kingsofoldschool.net. The Kings of Old School team event will be center stage again, moving to the Delaware County Fairgrounds in Walton, New York, as part of the Kings of Old School Regional Championship Program September 4th. And 5th, the county and event winners from around the Northeast will be eligible to run during this championship event. For more details, again, jump online and visit kingsofoldschool.net or visit the group on Facebook.
We are back. We've got Dylan Kugel joining us here on the hotline. Dylan, man, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
Nice job on the win this weekend.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
You going to pick up both? You going to double up this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. That's going to be a tough one, too.
SummerSlam in Denison, coming away with the win, was Dylan Kunkel. It's the R&R promotion show in Denison, and drove around back to a real nice win. Happy birthday, by the way, on the topic of Iowa, Candace Joe. Celebrating a birthday today. Good wishes out to her, and all of our friends are getting ready to go run the Lunatic Show this weekend. But we're talking about your win at the R&R show. How difficult was that to pull down?
It wasn't easy. There was a lot of stacked cars there. It was good drivers and good cars. It was a good derby all in general.
Now, I guess the rumor that I heard that there's only three cars and two of them came from your shop, that wasn't true then, buddy?
Yeah, no, that was not the case.
All right, I was just checking. I just wanted to see, man. You know, but being journalists, we have to hit all ends, and I just wanted to make sure that wasn't the case.
Right. No, that was not the case. See, that's how promoters get you there. They'll tell you there's only going to be a few cars. They could probably win it. Yeah.
Well, trying to do back-to-back wins, you might as well paint your damn car fluorescent pink.
No kidding.
You're gonna be like a light bulb in a dark room out there.
Yeah, we got a lot of work to do this week. It's gonna be a lot of late nights. We painted that wagon at 9 o'clock in the morning just to make it to Denison on time.
What are you bringing to Oscar?
A lot of late nights.
What are you bringing to the T-Bone show?
A Ford.
Of course.
A Ford.
Yeah.
So, point blank.
Oh, majority. I just went through the list today, actually. I just seen that you got the list out. It was a pretty decent list there.
Mm-hmm. So does that mean that that Kunkel Truckin's going to be a little slow this week while we're building the boss's truck to go to the show this week, or how's that work out?
Absolutely.
At least you're honest about it, man. You got to like that. Good for you.
we got all the guys driving, but there's the shop guys. Today we had a couple trucks we had to run through here, but we didn't get as much done today as what we wanted to so far, but. Yeah, we're gonna try getting it done some half what early anyways.
It's just overtime.
Yeah, it's just overtime. Go
OT, OT. Put the guys on
90 degrees by the end of the week too. That ain't gonna help anything.
Just gotta put the guys on salary and then just work the piss out of them.
Right, that's right.
Daniel's gonna love you the next time he sees you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he'll help a little bit this week. Yeah, he can't make it down to the show, but he'll help.
What's your thought process on their ideas now of on their county fairs going to allowing Imperials and possibly next year Imperials in the team show?
As far as mods, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as mod class, yeah. I don't know. Them Fords are so hard anymore, and them Imperials are. There ain't too many people that bring Imperials or run them around here. So, if they're a big car, and these Fords are so hard anymore, they're a lot quicker, and it's tough to run an old iron. You know, and obviously the Cadillacs and Buicks and Olds, they're all competing and they're doing great. But I don't know.
It
doesn't bother me one bit if they ran.
My opinion is Imperials are harder than the Cadillacs and Buicks anyway.
Yeah.
So you take the same style build rules, you know, and apply to them.
There'd be some heavy shots.
They're definitely competitive. They're definitely going to be competitive.
I don't know anybody around here that runs them. I mean,
yeah, I think
I don't know. I'm not saying if they change it, I'm sure guys would travel a little better.
Yeah.
I don't know. These cars are all harder anymore than my class.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
I think you should let you run a kicker from the dash bar to the DP.
Hey, when we got to run our mid plates, I liked that. They worked out well for me that year. Last year mods, yep, for UD.
Yep. Yeah, see how well that worked? Yep. You don't even remember.
There's so many cars here, I got to think back. Was that last year, the year before that?
Wow, Them cars are so stupid hard with that kicker. I mean, you're basically knocking your... I mean...
Yeah, silly.
Yeah, I was going to say knocking your nuts through your nose, but, you know, that's just...
Perfect.
Good
job.
They're so freaking hard. You know, they were. I mean, they really were. I mean...
Your eloquence is on par with Robert Frost.
You know, they just... Honestly, I think it was the most level playing field there was yet.
Yeah.
Because it took out a dominant...
Yep.
You know, and took out the dominancy of one brand. And I was interested in what he thought.
Dylan, last year you...
is a poet, Brian.
Shut up, Chris. Last year you chased the UD points. Are you going to do that again this summer? Or are you going to kind of pick and choose your derbies you're on? Or what's your plan?
No, this is going to be my last... this Oskaloosa team show is going to be my last planned one. If I have something left over, I'll finish it off. My wagon's junk, and we'll see what happens this weekend. But I'm going to be done until Topeka, I think.
Sounds like the trucking business is backing up.
Yeah. Sounds like he's getting busy.
He's got to put the brakes out of it.
He's prioritizing is all it is.
It sounds like there's going to be more weekends at the lake on the boat is what it sounds like.
Yeah. It'd be nice. Last year I burned myself out, and this year I wasn't going to run very much, and that didn't. It's turned out to be just as bad as last year so far. I'm on my third car already.
You got to slow your pace down. That's
going to enjoy the rest of the summer. I think we'll go to watch them.
And
stuff like that, but.
Just slow your pace down. Save the car, and then you'll have something to drive for the next one. You don't have to build so many new ones.
Yeah.
Hey, I told your brother-in-law, you guys, instead of going to the lake for Memorial Day, you guys got to come to Basher Cash in Ohio and haul cars out. I mean, if you're coming anyways, you know a guy that's got a truck and trailer. Haul some cars out and come run next year. I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it big time.
He said that. He mentioned something like that. I wouldn't be opposed to that. I like going to places, you know, different places as long, you know, run against people you don't know and meet new people.
You got five weeks? You can throw a car together real quick for Seneca County. Build it just like you do any other time and just show up with it.
I thought I was going to throw this wagon together quick. You can't throw a car together quick anymore.
No. Now, is that the same wagon you ran last year, or was that fresh?
No, that was fresh, yep.
Cool.
That was fresh. For Rob, you had to have fresh cars at SummerSlam, so...
That kind of surprises me because Brian has all of the KO Motorsports trading cards, and he doesn't have that one apparently.
Hey, just because you don't get the shirts,
Brian, you're slacking.
Hey, then I'll expect you to send it to me in the mail. Being the leader, you might as well be sending it to me in the mail. So
that's actually a crushing blow to Brian. He's a little clubbed right now.
Check your mail.
Jesus,
it's all good in the hood.
It's rare that Ben laughs so hard he can't breathe.
I'm just having a good time with it. Absolutely. I still like my little analogy.
What's that?
The bump made you jump out of your chair.
Yes.
That Chris definitely gets nervous. We won't be on TV this week either.
Nope. Nope.
Sealed that ticket. The thing was...
Well, I didn't even swear. Nuts isn't a swear word.
Nope. Not that time, no.
Oh, all right.
You certainly waved the banner a couple times tonight.
Okay.
But don't worry. Coming up about 5 minutes or so, we're going to be talking to one of the most colorful guests that we've ever had on the show, Pat Osmond.
Oh!
Us
yeah, we're
on the phone.
We're going to be the paper club.
So
yeah.
If in the event that we did have any shot of making it,
we'll take care of that quickly.
That'll eliminate any hopes of that because Ben's got to get out of here right at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we were going to be tight to an hour. It was going to be great-ish and...
I got practice.
No, Sydney's got an awards assembly,
she's probably watching. Don't talk about it.
She's getting a special award that only two kids in the school get.
Cool, very cool.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. How was it? You came about pairing up with
Kyle.
I'm blanking. Kyle.
Kyle and I started talking this last year. Went to a few derbies he was running, I was running, and just started talking to him quite a bit. And then Capital Carnage this year, we had been talking before that, and Capital Carnage this year, we parked next to each other and pitted next to each other and helped each other out. And he's a really good guy, and he's really good at the sport also, and he's looking for a partner and asked if I'd be interested. So we do a lot of lot. I mean, he's got the same driving style, I guess, as far as I go, I think. So I think it'll be a pretty decent team.
Cool.
Except he likes to shift.
Yeah, he runs.
Yeah.
Yeah, got the standard.
Yeah, that standard transmission. I don't know.
I just see, that way you could just shift. I'm hoping that I'm done with transmission problems for a while here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had some bad luck.
I don't think there's anything like
I go through a tranny about every derby, I think. I mean, right at the end of Dennis and I won last hit, and that was it for that tranny. Yeah. So
I feel your pain.
You got to let off before you shift, man.
Yeah.
You do? Yeah.
Well, you don't have to. You're paying for him. You do whatever you want. But, I mean, I've been told let off before you shift. It's all good.
See, I think, I don't know. I think Puttawater's got the idea. Him, Mike Brown. I mean, there's nothing like the feeling of getting a shot lined up, and halfway across the track you shift,
grab another gear,
and just
Ben's gonna be running a standard next year.
At all 10 derbies he's running next year.
No, stop.
Only 5 so far.
they're adding up.
Yeah, it's all good.
The T-Bone Memorial. They have a. I think they have an old iron
class. Old iron class, yeah.
Yeah.
Might be
in a wheelhouse.
T-Bone Memorial.
They don't have a mod class.
If you're towing out, you might as well haul one out to run.
Yeah. I'll haul Josh's car out.
There you go.
I'm sure he's going to run.
Yeah, it's true.
Absolutely.
Very true.
Him and Mike Brown, team show next year.
Could be.
There you go.
With the Imperials?
Yeah.
With the Imperials.
Josh in an Imperial, Mike Brown in an
03. Nah, they don't run 03s.
Well, 02.
And Dylan, you'll be able to run over both of them without a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to come out here and run once.
Decker.
I think you gotta tell Daniel to build a car and have Brian run it.
They're too hard out there, man.
Daniel has a hard enough time getting Daniel's car done.
I think it's because every time I see a picture in your shop, I think there might be some Bud Light involved. I think that might be the problem.
Yeah, it absolutely might be. Conco Trucking slows down when he's derbying too, because, you know, that truck sits quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens on occasion.
Yeah, about every occasion.
Is he on the road right now, or is he home? Because last I knew, he was headed back to the shop. So is he standing next to you as he's listening to this, or
no? He's driving tonight. I told him his vacation's over after this last derby. He's got to go back to work.
Nice.
He's listening to it. He's listening to it on the road.
Oh, yeah. He listens to it all the time. I'm sure he's either listening or he will be.
Yeah, no doubt.
He'll be texting Brian in a minute.
He's got to slow down anyways. He's got a baby room he's got to get finished. They got one coming here pretty quick.
Yeah, a
couple more weeks.
You got a tag team on a baby room for derby cars.
Oh, yeah.
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 Betcha. Yeah, he's gonna be slowing down here. He's gonna have baby take care of for a while.
I asked him after his Dylan or Daniel ran last weekend too and had tranny problems. I said, "Now what are you gonna do?" I said, "You gonna cut this one up and start working on the bash car?" Yeah, or Blizzard Bash. Yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna do. I said, "That'd probably be a good idea." I said, "You get the baby, then slowly work on the Blizzard Bash car, so you're not finishing it the week before." So, the last post I saw, that's what he said he was doing. So, unless something comes up.
Is there anybody that you want to make mention of here? We're wrapping it up here. We're running a little bit late on time. We've got to catch up with Pat Osmond here in a few minutes. But I know you got a lot of people to help get those cars together. We mentioned a lot of them. But is there anybody specifically that you want to mention as well?
Yeah, no, I got to thank RJ. And RJ works my shop here. And my neighbor, Nick Kaiser, we stayed up working on that wagon all night the night before. And just went home and slept for a few hours. And got back out there again to get her finished and painted. But, without them guys and friends and family helping out, it never would have. I mean, that's about as far as every car goes. But for that one, I wouldn't have got done without them. So.
Awesome, man. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Congratulations again on that win. We had a chance to meet Rob Baker up at Crossroads. Seemed like a real good dude. I'm glad everything fell your way, transmission issues or not. Ben's taking off. See you later, Ben.
Run a
3-speed.
But again, that's my next solution here.
There you go.
Wish you the best of luck at the T-Bone, man, and keep us posted how you make out.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
We'll see you later, Dylan. There goes Dylan Kunkel. winner of the Summer Smash with R&R Promotions, Summer Smash, Summer Slam. I just had that message here a minute ago. They told me I was saying it wrong.
Way to go, Chris.
SummerSlam. WWE.
WWE.
I'm sure they won't have anything to say on copyright infringement. Caledonia Crash GM Festival coming up here on July the 16th. We're going to be catching up with Pat Osman.
I better write that date down.
Just 1 second. What's that?
So I better write that date down. I keep remembering. Josh Shire, the only one's going.
Yeah. Yeah, please don't. Please don't forget that. July the 16th, Livingston County Fairgrounds, Caledonia Crash and Jam Festival, Compacts, 1,100 to win, 350 for a second, full size, 1,400 to win, 450 for a second there, Junk Run, 500 to win. This is part of the Livingston County Fair. It's in Caledonia, New York, $1,700 in prize money. Kenny Swingle, 585-447-7939. And coming up in the fall, it's the second of three derbies that we've got planned in October. Looking forward to this trip down to the Stoneboro Fairgrounds. And the phone number didn't dial. The Stoneboro Fairgrounds, Pro Limiteds, the Wire Class, the Power Wheels, all on deck down there.
What is that, about a five-hour drive from here?
About that, yep. I'm glad that didn't dial. That wasn't even close to the right phone number.
So we'll be good to go then. I'll be able to go down and see that and then come home, make it home for football the next day. I mean, I won't sleep, but I'll be all right.
No, we should be fine. Stoneboro Fairgrounds, supporting three charities, the Matheson College Fund, the Fisher House Foundation, and the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. The Show and Shine that they've got there, cars, trucks, diesels, imports, rat rods, adult admission, $11. Kids under 12 are $6. Barbecue festival, live music, three raffle cars, Power Wheels, RC Derby, Wire Class, Super Stocks, Compacts, Youth Class, Trucks, you name it. Again, it's Saturday, October the 8th. Showtime is at 4 o'clock. And now we're going to transition to one Pat Osman, who joining us here on the hotline. Hey, Pat.
How you doing, Chris?
We're doing all right. So are you all ready for this weekend?
Pretty much. That's me and my daughter just put the door wraps on that you just sent me, which look awesome, by the way. just got to go through and button up a few things, but the car is pretty much, it's ready to go.
I think you went down officially in the book as second place. You got a top three finish in that derby last year. You got to feel like you're coming into this show a little bit of a chip on your shoulder and ready to claim that title.
We're gonna give her hell anyway. We had a lot of fun last year. Like I said, the end of it was kind of odd, but if you're gonna lose to somebody, hey, I made a good friend in Fur, and tell you what, he's a hell of a driver, and it was what it was. I don't know if I had enough car to beat him. Regardless, it was just kind of an odd finish. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Pat, as a Mopar guy, I was kind of hoping you were going to bring another Cordoba back, but I've seen pictures of an Impala, so I'm a little disappointed in the car choice, but, you know, I wish you good luck anyways, but I was really hoping for another Mopar underneath you.
Well, because the last couple of years, the price of Cordobas just went through the roof, and I had this two-door Chevy, and I've had a lot of good luck with two-door Chevys, too, so.
He has had a lot of
good
luck.
We're gonna go with what we know. I've wrecked a lot more Chevys than I have Mopars, so.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, no. Now, do we have the wiring situation taken care of from Bashford Cast?
We got to go there, huh?
I'm just wondering, buddy. I mean, it's, you know, the fireman, his car catches on fire. I know.
Oh, I got out of the car. That was the only thing I come out of my mouth was, what a dumbass. I mean, I built I don't know how many cars and never done something so stupid. I built that car back in like February, and I'm like, oh, I'll change that. And I just completely forgot. Just a dumb move.
Yeah. You know what, though? Sometimes that bug bites all of us. So, I mean, it doesn't matter how many you run. Sometimes it just bites you in the ass, and it happens. But I would guarantee that it'll never happen to you again.
No, that was definitely a dumb move on my part, but what are you going to do? Live and learn, right?
Absolutely.
We got a pretty decent crew coming from this area to go support Brett's show and go down there and have some fun.
I was just going to ask how many guys are coming down. I know a bunch of them came down with you last year.
Yeah, there's probably about the same amount. There's probably 8-10 of us coming.
That's awesome.
A couple people that ran last year aren't coming, but a couple of different people are going to try it for the first time. Jimmy Ellman Jr. and Todd Ellman are coming.
Cool.
Nate Smith is coming. Corey Neer. Jim Eppinger's got a pretty badass Cordoba built, so that'll be a pretty good show.
Awesome.
And Wayne Clemens is coming back, so it'll be a good time.
He had a shocker last year. I was kind of surprised by that.
Oh, Wayne, them guys run everything. They're good. They're tough to beat in anything they show up with, man. Some of the best there is right there.
Yeah, for years, Wayne and his, I think one of his brothers used to come down and run Cougar County, and they were always the ones to beat down there. They always had, you know, I mean, they're great drivers. They always had good equipment. It was always well put together. And then I saw them both run at Canandaigua a few times. So yeah, they've come down here and run for years, and they're definitely got to contend with them to get a win at the end of the night.
Oh, that's when we first all started running down here. They're hometown boys here, and I mean they used to win this show year after year after year. They're definitely tough to beat. So. Yep.
And then there was the Hanazuskis.
They're from out like Buffalo way. They're about 45 minutes from us, but yeah, they're definitely tough. We used to run against them at State Line all the time.
Yep. And then
the first time I ever seen back in the 90s, I remember they showed up when they had two car carriers just full of old iron built to run State Line. It was crazy.
Wow. That's impressive.
I wonder if Timmy's got any pictures of that, because it was cool. I mean, they come down with actual car carriers just loaded with derby cars built. It was cool.
That is awesome. Now, do they run a scrapyard or something up there, one of the Hanadooskis?
They run a couple of them, actually. I think they got one in Lancaster. They do have one in Lancaster, and they got one in out by Niagara Falls someplace. Oh, I've been to the one in Niagara Falls, but it's like not actually in Niagara Falls.
Well, I see the one. I think his name's Tim. I seen him post a few cars for sale, and it looked like it was kind of sitting at a scrapyard sort of deal, but I wasn't positive.
Yeah, he hooked us up big time for the compacts that we were looking for Hank and them guys to run down at Bass for Cash last weekend. We bought a few of them from Timmy up there.
That's cool. You must have been pretty happy with how well New York represented in Ohio. I mean, your heat, what was it, the top three or four cars were all from New York? I mean, overall, I thought New York had a great showing at Bash for Cash this year.
Well, that was the second heat. Tommy Henderson won it. David King took third. Butch Sisko took third or second, right?
Yep, second. And then the other guy was third, right? He was from Buffalo, right?
Dave King.
Yeah, that was in the second heat. My heat, Jimmy Biggs got the Mad Dog in that. He put on a hell of a show with that car motor scream. I got down into fifth, and then Tommy, Biggs' buddy, he was fourth or third. I'm not sure actually who won that one, the first heat.
I thought that was a great show.
Oh, it was a good time. I mean, I didn't realize to go run a wire class you needed 500 horsepower, but I mean, it was definitely a pretty wild show.
Yeah, those motors were definitely pretty impressive in that class, and both of the heats they were impressive. I mean, there was a lot of good motors in both those heats. I was very impressed with it. Overall, I thought it was a great show, but definitely looking forward to Coos this weekend.
Even going when you go down there, I mean, even in the wire class, it looks like, wow, I never thought of doing that. Yeah. It's just there's just such a learning when you go down there and run in Ohio. I mean, them guys are just they're above and they're a little bit ahead of me, I think, you know.
Oh yeah, they're a little bit ahead of most people.
Alan McNeil sends his well wishes to you. Hopes that you do well out there after you get done cutting your car apart because it cheated so bad.
Put it this way: if it gets through that inspection through Mark Benjamin's inspection, the car's definitely not cheated.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I'll tell you what, them guys. That's the one thing I like about Kings is that you know every car there is going to be. I mean, if it gets by, it's got to be something to kind of. They're going to catch just about anything. Them guys are pretty good that do the inspection up there.
Yeah, very, 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 very good staff of inspectors. Very good staff.
So, what are your odds for coming away with a win this time?
Don't put any pressure on me. With the luck I've been having, I don't even want to guess. I'll be happy if I get there and get the car off the trailer, put it that way.
What are the odds that the wires catch on fire inside the cockpit? That's got to be zero now, because that's probably the first thing you addressed, right?
I am going to go with zero on that.
Zero. Okay, that's
like fair. I think I've ran, I don't know how many cars, and that was the second fire I've ever had in a car. And the other one was only because the car caught on fire after I won the feature, and it was just pissing out the tranny vent. And it actually caught on fire after I was done.
That's crazy.
I've never had a fire. And it was like, of all places to have it in Ohio. I was like, come on, you got to be kidding me.
Now, you got a couple days of work this week before the Derby, or are you off the week?
No, I got to work. I start my shift actually tomorrow. So.
Nice.
Maybe I'll mount a fire. Maybe I'll grab a fire extinguisher and mount in this car just in case, you know?
Brutal.
That's awesome.
Patrick is a firefighter for the city of Dunkirk, so yep. He's got some funky shifts, and he's got to work on it when he can work on it, even if that means dragging the car over to the firehouse and working on it out in front of the firehouse.
No, we've never actually taken the car to we've taken parts to the fire station and worked on it, but we've never taken the actual car.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought you'd had cars there.
That's cool.
No, there was a picture of one time when they brought that wagon back for me. We had the wagon at the fire station at like midnight, but I was just checking. It was the first time I seen the car in person, so we brought it to the fire station so I could see it in the light.
That's the Tommy Dowd wagon?
No, I got I think in the fall last year, I had a 72 Chevy wagon shipped back from down south, and they had a frame of a truck on the top of it. The blue wagon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, we still got the Dowd wagon, too, just sitting there. Well, that car's changed hands I don't know how many times. We'll get to that one sooner or later.
I wish I had a stable of cars I was just going to get to sooner or later.
I was going to bring a wagon this weekend, but it's just I just couldn't. I've had better luck with two-doors and in stock form. I'm just not sure how a wagon would, so I figured, yeah, might as well go with what you know, run a two-door Chevy, you know?
Absolutely.
Hard to argue with it.
Yeah, you've had a lot of success with those. I think you'll be just fine.
Just go nose out, hammer it out.
They're just, I just can't bring myself to spend. I mean, the price of Cordovas is just, they got goofy. I'm not spending $1,500 on a Cordova. I'm not doing it, you know?
No, I don't blame it. I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, prices on the East Coast are goofy. I mean, you talk to guys, like we just talked to Dylan Kunkel, and when I was talking to him at Capital Carnage, he said the most he has ever spent for a Cadillac was the one that he drives on the road, and he spent $1,000 on a driver, for a driver two-door Cadillac. He said all the other, he's got, I think he said five or six other caddies, I think is what he said. I don't remember exactly. And he said the most he spent on any of those as smashers was $700. I mean, I would love to be able to buy Cadillacs at $700 a piece. It would be, you know, terrific, but it's just not going to happen.
Doesn't seem like anybody in your camp, Pat, has been bit by that Cadillac bug. You guys have been sticking with two-door GMs, wagons, and Imperials.
Well, down here, I mean, if you're going to run Chautauqua County, that's the problem with our county fair down here, is if you're going to run it, you have to build an Imperial, basically. I mean, it's just, the rules are so out of hand down here right now. And, I mean, when they start letting you do whatever you want, basically, shortening the frames on Imperials and capping the Ys on Imperials and doing whatever you want to them, and then on my Chevy, if you weld anything on the frame, they're going to throw you out. There's no point in even bringing it there then. I mean, the rules here are just, I mean, it's basically turned into an outlaw show if you bring an Imperial. And there's no point in bringing any other style car. That or an 03, basically, them are the only two cars that are worth bringing here.
That's crazy.
It's a fun show to watch.
What I do there is I just drink draft beer and turn to fair trash. That's what I decided I'm going to do with for our county fair. You know, it ain't worth running here no more.
Well, at least you got an alternative plan. Good for you.
I don't know. It's just I've been frustrated with our county fair for a couple of years, and I just said, hell of it. You know, like last year I ran a borrowed car from Jimmy Ellman Jr. just to go out there and wreck the cars, and that's all he wanted done. So
you accomplished it.
Yeah.
It was accomplished.
Like I said, the September show, hopefully that goes over good. That's always a good time because it's all the different style classes and stuff.
Well, I guess that show's moved into October now.
Did it get moved to October?
Yeah.
Well, that's the brilliance of our fair board, so. I mean, the people that run the fair board here is just, the Derby's probably their biggest money-making thing they have there, and they just treat us like shit, so.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Like I said, it does. And you're going out there, and you're wrecking thousands and thousands of dollars for the cars, but don't try and win $1,250. It just doesn't make sense, you know?
Yep. Absolutely.
And then, Duncan, you need basically a car to qualify and then bring a fresh Imperial for the feature, or else you're screwed, you know?
That's insane.
Oh. It really is.
And all it needs is $400.
That's also why the car count's suffering. I mean, you get tons of small cars and stuff still, which everybody knows how much I love them things. And the big cars just keep dwindling and dwindling, you know?
Yep.
But
so many people that are willing to spend big money to build these old iron cars, and it's just, and when you have the rules are just out of whack, they don't want to pay you, it does make it suffer, you know?
Well, now, are you, your King's Old School cars, did you put your Ziz motor in that for the...
No, I'm just running something that I know I've had a lot of good luck with. I got a lot of faith in it and just put that one in there. That Ziz motor screams, but it's welded in that wagon I built. So, I mean, it's in there. You ain't getting it out without cutting the car apart. So I just left it in there.
I wasn't sure if you'd ran it since you had it last year at Bash for Cash.
No, I did run it. I ran it in a Ford wagon in that September show here in Dunkirk last year. And it ran really, really well. I broke every axle stud off the back of one wheel, though. Never seen that happen either.
Wow.
That's just goofy luck. Weird stuff happens to me, you know?
Well, I hope that some of that luck subsides and you get some good breaks here this weekend as you get ready for Kings of Old School, which is coming up on Saturday and Sunday. Two-day show. Should be pretty good for you.
I'm hoping so. Win, lose, or draw, we're going to have fun up there. Like I said, last year met a lot of really cool people up there, and hopefully this year, same thing. So...
I remember Bobek Auto Trans and doing a lot of work with you guys for transmission. Then Lakeside Precision, if I remember right, has stepped up big for you guys.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the pictures, like back when the snow was on the ground. I mean, they were ordering us all our steel and everything, and you know, selling it to us at cost and loading it for us. And if we need stuff cut, whatever we need, I mean, them guys are just awesome down there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, real good.
Yeah, they're just Christopher Anson's actually. He's like a manager down there, and it's a family-owned business. And he just whatever we, I mean, anything we need, he's there to hook us up. My stepfather builds all our transmissions for us. He's just. He's awesome when it comes to that. Anything we need, he's there to help us out. The guys from Elman's Garage, they're, you know, anytime. It's just, you need a tilt bed, come, you know, when you want to move something, it's anything you need. It's tough to beat stuff like that.
I hear that.
Definitely helps.
Well, Pat, we're just about out of time here. I know the golf show is coming up after this. We're going to try and get out of here a little bit. But anybody else that you wanted to make mention of before we let you go?
Well, I just wanted to, like I said, everybody there, travel safe, get there. Let's have a good time. You know, hopefully the weather is good for us. And, you know, have a good time like we did last year.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Pat, be safe. Wish you the best of luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you very much.
We'll see you later.
All right. Good night.
Pat Osmond putting the finishing touch on his car for Kings of Old School.
That was tame.
Yeah, he was focused. I think he was focused on working on the car. I'm pretty sure that there
wanted
was,
to get done with us and move out of the car.
Yeah, wanted to can't finish with it. Us and get back to his checklist. Whitney Point, the Broome County Fairgrounds of Whitney Point is the site of Kings of Old School here coming up this weekend. Lots of derby action to pick from, and we are headed right into the middle of it. We're going to have a lot more local stuff coming up here soon, and looking forward to rolling through as we get closer and closer to it. You'll know more about what is going on at the Chautauqua County Fairgrounds coming up at the end of July. Intentions right now that we're going to be there in some capacity and working with the fair board on trying to determine what actually they want to do after all. So hopefully everything comes to pass. We'll be able to show everybody what Dunkirk's all about, and you can see those Imperials going at each other tooth and nail. It's a really, really fun show. I like it. I love going there. Steve Lanin runs out there. He's the one that sort of got the ball rolling with Rick Kowarko in order to get us out there to do some DVD work. And it's one that I really want to bring to a little bit more of the forefront. It's a fun, fun show. Pat doesn't like the rules, but Pat a lot of time doesn't like anything.
Oh, fun. Good one.
Well, I think we've covered all of our bases tonight. What do you think?
Congratulations, Steve Siopa picked up the win at New Alex.
And also get wells out to a bunch of the guys from the HT RC crew. They were in Carrollton, Kentucky in a Chevy 2500 that was T-boned by a Plymouth Voyager or Grand Voyager wagon. And everybody's okay, but it rattled those guys up pretty good. I saw some of the photos that David Tillery had posted. Jordan Rutherford, it was scary looking, real scary looking. But everybody's Ryan was with him too. But it looks like everybody's all right, aside to some bumps and bruises and things. I think they actually spent a little bit of time at the ER getting everybody checked out. So good to know that they're okay. Wishing some safe travels upcoming from to Ed Brewster, who's going to make the trip up coming up in 2 weeks to Crystal Valley RC for the RC Derby up there. And Tyler Spittle, sounds like he's bringing four or five guys with him from the Allentown, Pennsylvania area for that. So that'll be a lot of fun. And that is pretty much the only thing that we've got going on in the month of June. I am simply out of vacation time, and we have way too much stuff going on at school to risk some of the travel stuff. So we're going to be wrapping all that stuff up here pretty soon, and we'll get out on the road a little bit more in July. But any final thoughts?
Again. Yeah, we'll just be getting busy again. The stuff starts picking up and a little bit of a break.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks a lot to all of our guests who came and were part of episode number 135. We enjoyed it, and we'll be back here again next week. And who knows who we're going to be talking to with all these shows on deck here this weekend. That's going to do it for this edition of The Crash Course. We'll see you again next week.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com. The 2015 Wadena Grand Slam, Bolt Lockwood Motorsports, and the 2015 Keystone National. Siopa Racing and SiopaRacing.com. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015. Demo Derby Master. Reckless Abandoned Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonedGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. Beep, beep, beep.